Hello, everyone, and welcome to Observer Radio News. I'm Josh Jenneru. It's 2 p.m. and a nice 9 degrees outside our East York studios. And now to our top story. The intersection of Kennedy Road and Eglinton Avenue East is closed due to a shooting investigation. EMS were called shortly after 1 p.m. and one man was sent to hospital. Police do not know how many shots were fired or how many people were shot. Police say that the shooting happened outside and not inside the nearest building. There is also no motive known at this time. In other news, the Toronto Zoo has reached an agreement with union workers. This agreement took place early this morning, and the exact details are still unknown. Everything is back to normal at the zoo, and the opening of the new panda exhibit will be on the 18th of May. Lastly, the main man accused of committing the Boston bombings, Jokhar Tazanev, has been released from hospital, but he is still under heavy watch from a heavy guard presence. He has now been placed in an old army camp that treats prisoners who need long-term treatment. A court date has not been set for his trial. And now to the world of sports. The Toronto Blue Jays continue a road series in New York tonight. They play the Yankees in the second of a three-game series. The Jays lost 5-3 last night and are looking to rebound after that difficult loss. Aaron Laffey starts in place of the injured Josh Johnson and takes on Ivan Nova. First pitch is set for 7 p.m. Also, the second round of the NFL draft continues tonight, as many college players are still available. The top-rated quarterback in the draft, Geno Smith, was not taken, and he fell completely out of the first round. Also, Manti Te'o, the linebacker out of Notre Dame, fell out of the first round due to a bad performance at the combine, combined with his pretend girlfriend hoax late last year. The second round is set to begin at 6:30. Speaking about the Jays, there is much anticipation about the upcoming Toronto Blue Jays season. 2013 certainly looks like a year that the Jays could make their mark in the AL East. As Observer Radio News' David Draper reports, that means a boost in business for local sports merchandise stores in Newmarket.
5.77 ERA was nearly double that of the previous season. He gave up the most walks in the American League and posted career lows in wins.
2013 certainly looks like the year that the Jays can make their mark in the AL East. That means a boost in business for local sports merchandise here in Newmarket.
From what I was told by the owner, who's owned the store since, I think, 1990.
Right.
He hasn't had Blue Jay sales like this since, obviously, when they won the World Series in 92-93.
The first display you see when you walk into the Pro Image store in Newmarket is an authentic Toronto Blue Jays R.A. Dickey jersey. To the right of it, a large amount of Blue Jays clothing, including caps, shirts, and other official merchandise. Store clerk Luigi Tanay says the Blue Jays gear is flying off the shelves like never before.
Got in most of this stuff before Christmas, too. And, like, I've worked here 3 years now, and I've never seen as much Blue Jays stuff sell at all, let alone in the months of November and December.
The newest additions, such as R.A. Dickey, Josh Johnson, and Jose Reyes, make the team as competitive as they were back in 1993 when they won the World Series.
Surprisingly, before Christmas, the bestseller was Batista, but right. Since they kind of came out with all the new ones, it's between R.A. Dickey and Jose Reyes.
Right. Even if Dickey fails to bring the Blue Jays to the playoffs, he's already helped Pro Image in sales. For Observer Radio News in Newmarket, I'm David Draper.
And now to entertainment news. The movie Pain and Gain opens in theaters today, starring Mark Wahlberg and Dwayne The Rock Johnson. The movie looks at how a trio of bodybuilders found their way to get caught up in an extortion ring and kidnapping scheme. One thing is for sure about this film, it's sure to be an action-packed blast. That's all for me here at Observer News. Thanks, everyone, and have a great day.